Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There is a hymn that we've all heard and sung. It's called My Song is Love Unknown. One of the stanzas is like this. Sometimes they strew his way and his sweet praises sing, resounding all the day hosannas to their king. Then crucify is all their breath, and for his death they thirst and cry. Sometimes, right? Sometimes we strew his way. Sometimes we resound all the day hosannas to our king. And yet then, at other times, maybe more times, we are like the people who rail against our God, who complain against him, who say many things that we will do and yet we do not do them. Say many things that we will avoid and yet we do not avoid them. Christ's song is truly love unknown. For he did not do it for their praises. He did not do it because they yelled, crucify him. He willingly gave his life into death. He allowed all of these things to happen to him. Nobody took his life, but he gave it willingly, even amidst all of the wickedness that happened. Even knowing all the wickedness of our hearts, yes, ours, he still went. He entered Holy Week. The moments of praise faded into the background, as you see even exemplified in our rite today. We processed around the church with palms in our hands, singing and praising God. But the momentary are the praises. And then comes the passion, the reading of the passion, and every wickedness that proceeds from sinful hearts is read among us. They plotted to take Jesus by trickery and kill them, but not during the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people. His disciples, they were indignant. Why the waste, they said. And yet another said, how much will you give me if I deliver him to you? One of you will betray me. And they were all exceedingly sorrowful. Is it I, Lord? They said. And Judas, who was betraying him, answered, Rabbi, is it I? All of you will be made to stumble tonight because of me. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. Even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never stumble. Assuredly, I say to you that you will. Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you. Whomever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him. And immediately he went up and said, greetings, Rabbi, and kissed him. At the swords and at the clubs, when the shepherd was struck, all the disciples forsook him and fled. As the court was held, this one said, I'm able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. Priest looked at him and said, do you answer nothing? What is it that these men testify of you? Jesus kept silent. High priest answered and said to him, I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God. You have said it. He has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? Look, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think? And they answered, he is deserving of death. They spat in his face. They beat him. Others struck him with the palms of their hands, saying, "Prophesy to us, Christ, who is the one who struck you?" And when morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people, they plotted against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. And the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews? Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" And then before the people, thinking that they might have mercy on him, Pilate said, "Who do you want me to release to you, Barabbas, the murderer, the rioter, or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew that they had just handed him over because they were envious. Even Pontius Pilate's wife said, "Have nothing to do with this just man, for I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him." Again, he says to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" And they said, "Barabbas." "What then shall I do with Jesus, the one called Christ? What shall I do with him? Let him be crucified." "Why? What evil has he done? Let him be crucified," they said. They had no care or mercy for the one who loved them, the one who healed their sick, the one who committed no wrong, in which no one could find him guilty of any sin. And Pilate even himself says, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it." But he was with the people. His blood be on us and on our children. And he released Barabbas to them, and he scourged Jesus. He delivered him to be crucified. And the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium. They gathered the whole garrison around him. They stripped him. They put a scarlet robe on him. And when they twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. They bowed the knee to him. They mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they spat on him. They took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took off the robe. They put his own clothes and they led him away to be crucified. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. And all those who passed by, they blasphemed. They blasphemed him. They wagged their heads at him, saying, "You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." And all the chief priests also, they mocked him with the scribes and the elders of the people. And he said, "He saved others. He can't save himself. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross. We will believe in him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he'll have him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" And the rest said, "Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him." But no one came to save him. No one came to take him off the cross. Neither would he himself come down. "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" Have we ourselves not lied, deceived, slandered, struck, hated, murdered in our hearts, blasphemed, betrayed, promised but not delivered, been unfaithful, deceptive, combative, dishonest, ashamed, disloyal, untrusting? Have we ourselves not disassociated with the Christ? Great is our sin. Great are the words that we have spoken and the thoughts that we have thought against our God. Great is our complaints against the God who has given all things to us. And though our sin is great, Yet greater still is the unwavering love of Christ. His song is love unknown, for there never has been, nor will there ever be, a greater act of sacrifice for one more undeserving than you or me. You are set free because Christ came not down off the tree. Cherish this forgiveness of sins, for it was not obtained apart from the passion of Jesus Christ. And for as long as Holy Week is upon us, find each day a reason to more appreciate the Savior who endured it all for you. Praise the Son, our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord.